the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And this reminder from Women's Day, there's always a way to find your yay. Some holidays to celebrate in the next week or so. First, the 18th of May is Visit Your Relatives Day. Thought you might need to know that. And the 19th is Endangered Species Day. From Good Housekeeping, Do's and Don'ts, Advice for Radiant Skin from Dermatologists. Follow these tried and true rules from skin doctors to nix dullness and guarantee a glow. So I'll give you the positives first. Keep it clean. Impurities left on skin can make it appear dull, says Rachel Nazarian, MD, a dermatologist in New York City. Thoroughly cleanse daily with a gentle, non-foaming face wash, which keeps skin's oils and hydration intact, leading to a natural glow, she explains. Shield from the sun. It may seem counterintuitive about exposure to ultraviolet, but exposure to ultraviolet light can lead to lackluster skin, Dr. Nazarian says. To keep skin protected and bright, apply a broad-spectrum SPF 30 or higher face sunscreen daily in all seasons, even on cloudy days, and incorporate antioxidants. Counteract glow-diminishing stressors like skin-damaging free radicals by getting all the antioxidants you can through topical skincare application and diet, Dr. Nazarian advises. Seek out vitamin C, vitamin A, niacinamide, and green tea extract. All right, in the please don't category, we've got three. Don't skip moisturizer. Forgoing moisturizer can cause skin to lose water, leading to dryness, says Purvisha J. Patel, MD, a dermatologist in Memphis and the founder of Visha Skincare. For maximum glow, apply a hydrating lotion or cream twice daily to damp skin, she suggests, which traps water. And don't over-exfoliate. It's tempting to slather on scrubs and peels every day to slough off dulling dead skin cells, but it's better to be cautious. Used in moderation, exfoliants clarify and smooth skin, so it reflects light. But excess application and overly harsh formulas can irritate, causing redness and rough texture. Limit exfoliation to once or twice a week and use mild products, Dr. Nazarian says. Then don't load up on products. Avoid experimenting with too many new skincare products at a time, Dr. Patel said. This can disrupt the skin barrier and inflame skin, making it look dry and dull, she explains. Introduce one new formula at a time to see how your complexion reacts. From Real Simple, minor issues, major opinions. This is one of those where they ask the reader's opinions on something, and then the experts weigh in at the end. Is it okay to let your dog lick your face? Everyone's got their 2 cents. We collected those figurative pennies, then called on the experts to settle the debate once and for all. So, under the pucker up category, for the readers say, I've got 3 quotes. I've let dogs lick my face for 43 years with no problems. As humans, we touch and ingest tons of germs a day. Dog kisses are the least of my worries. Another person said, we aren't going to open mouth or anything, but I won't say no to a kiss from my pup. And my little butternut squash can lick my face, assuming he has not just licked his giblets. And in the no thanks category, I've got 3 quotes. I watch my dogs in the yard voraciously gobble up every last bit of animal poop. So no, they may not lick my face. Another, mine does a walk-by knee lick on occasion. That's as close to my face as she's getting. And an accidental lick is okay with me, but knowingly, nope. And the experts say, as much as you love your doggo, it's best to exercise some caution with PDA. That's public affection. A lick on the cheek is probably fine, But when that tongue gets close to mucous membranes, your nose and mouth, or cuts and scratches, things can get risky. Even pets who appear healthy may carry bacteria like Salmonella in their saliva, making a slurp potentially dangerous for older adults, kids under 5, and people with weak immune systems, says Carrie Barton Beyravesh, DVM, director of the CDC's One Health Office, which focuses on animal-to-human disease transmission. The risk is low, but it's definitely not zero, adds Stephen Cole, VMD, assistant professor of clinical microbiology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine. Plus, while it's unlikely, dogs can get sick from their humans. If you want your canoodle doodle to cut back on the tongue action, there are steps you can take, says Kurt Venator, DVM, PhD, Purina's chief veterinary officer. Avoid reacting to the behavior, which your dog may interpret as encouragement. Get the entire household on board with this plan. When he comes at you for a face lick, redirect his attention to a toy or treat and tire him out with daily exercise. Again, the chance of a smooch leading to a sick day is minimal. Remember to keep your dog up to date on vaccinations. So don't worry about a lick here and there, but don't go looking for those smackaroos either. That said, pats and belly rubs should be given out with abandon. From Good Housekeeping, it's never too late to be healthier. Less than great habits and patterns feel hard to break, especially if you think doing so won't make a difference. But the fact is, it absolutely will. And now is the perfect time. Here are 7 ways to turn things around. Sometimes you really truly can be too late, like when you cut into an avocado that's mushy and brown, or when you watch the train you just ran for pull out of the station. But some lifestyle changes can make big differences in your health and quality of life, no matter when you initiate them. Begin with any of these healthy moves. They have no expiration date. So it's not too late to prioritize your mental health. You may have put your well-being on the back burner for years, but you can front burner it now. In midlife, there's often a natural pause in the non-stop race of career, financial security, raising a family, and managing relationships, says Carla Marie Manley, PhD, clinical psychologist and the author of Aging Joyfully, her last name M-A-N-L-Y. That pause can trigger the realization that life is fleeting and profoundly precious, priming the psyche to want, even need, space for reassessment. How to get started? Capitalize on this pause by dipping your toes into psychotherapy or other counseling. Older adults often deeply cherish and value the sense of understanding, healing, and transformation they gain from psychotherapy, says Manley. A shift in perspective may also kickstart other healthy changes. It's not too late to start exercising. Even if you have a decades-long history of not being an exercise person, take note. Inactive people between ages 40 and 61 who upped their physical activity to about 7 hours a week had a 35% lower mortality risk than those who stayed inactive, a 2019 study found. Part of that longevity boost has to do with exercise's impact on the heart. One report found that formerly sedentary 45 to 64-year-olds who exercised for at least 30 minutes 4 to 5 days a week had better oxygen uptake and reduced cardiac stiffness. Another found that people 45 and older who did 175 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise weekly had a 43% lower risk of stroke than those who moved less. The benefits extend to your bones as well. In one study, healthy middle-aged men with low bone mass successfully improved their bone density after just 6 months of jumping and muscle-strengthening exercises. How to get started? Begin with an activity that's convenient and easy to do and that you enjoy. For most, that's walking, says Sabrina Joe, PhD, Director of Science and Research at the American Council on Exercise. To make it a habit, pair your walk with something you're already doing, like eating. That might mean taking a walk every day after breakfast or dinner, which can also help with blood sugar control. It's not really too late to get really into sex. A relationship spark flares and fades. But if it has diminished so much that sex is a real chore or something you avoid because it's painful, tell your doctor. In midlife, perimenopause can cause a drop in libido, but treatments exist. About 60% of women who are perimenopausal or postmenopausal experience vaginal thinning, dryness, and irritation, which can bring about painful intercourse, says Lauren Stryker, MD, medical director for the Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Since dryness may start years after menopause, many women and physicians don't think of this as a menopausal symptom that can be helped. If you're younger, there are physical and psychological reasons for sexual pain or disinterest that a doctor can help with. How to get started? Silicone-based lubricants and long-lasting vaginal moisturizers can temporarily alleviate dryness, and prescription medications can restore vaginal tissues and reverse damage. What's more, you can even resolve issues that have lasted for years, says Dr. Stryker. For many, treatment also helps urinary tract symptoms related to estrogen loss, like recurrent urinary tract infections, urgency, and sometimes pain with urination, she adds. It's not too late to have satisfying relationships. If you find yourself dreading dinner out with friends you used to love, it may not be anyone's fault. It could just be that you've outgrown those connections. Until midlife, many of us buddy up with those who feed our instrumental needs, says Suzanne Deges-White, Ph.D., chair and professor in the Department of Counseling, Adult and Higher Education at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Consider how many recent college grads network to build their careers and how new parents gather to share childcare hacks. As we age, we cut back on relationships that drain us and foster ones that satisfy our emotional requirements. We finally have the room to reflect on who we are and what we need, says Deges-White. How to get started? Now's the perfect time to establish boundaries, exit toxic relationships, and plan that long-awaited girls' trip. Before you reflexively accept every invite that enters your inbox, pause to evaluate your reasons for saying yes and whether it will give you joy or some other payoff, say meeting new friends or learning a hobby. Your time is valuable, and it's fine, even empowering, to say no to something that doesn't enhance your well-being. It's not too late to make a career pivot. Maybe you've been in your job for a while, you're bored, you're burned out, or there's no way to be promoted. Switching careers may sound scary, but older folks are primed for success. We often have more flexibility. We know where our expertise is and isn't, and we've built a lot of connections to call upon for support, says Deborah Heiser, Ph.D., an applied developmental psychologist and founder of the Mentor Project. Plus, making a career pivot could provide a mental health boost as you learn new skills and say goodbye to the stresses of your old job. How to get started? The good news is you probably won't have to begin at the bottom of the ladder, and even if you do, with past accomplishments under your belt, you may not care. When we feel stagnant, we're more open to something like a lateral shift or maybe even a dip to get what we want, says Heiser. Consider meeting with a career counselor to make a pivot plan and pairing up with a younger mentor. Younger professionals can be great at getting older people to engage with the world differently, says Heiser. You'll no doubt teach them a thing or two as well. It's not too late to quit smoking. No matter how long you've been smoking, the benefits of stopping begin almost immediately. Within hours, your senses of smell and taste start to improve. Within days, coughing begins to progressively decline, says J. Taylor Hayes, M.D., medical director of the Mayo Clinic Nicotine Dependence Center in Rochester, Minnesota. Within a few weeks, energy and breathing get better and improve steadily. As for the big-ticket gains, coronary heart disease risk is halved after your first year without tobacco and continues to drop, while stroke risk returns to baseline within 5 years. On top of that, quitting allows your lungs to heal, which reduces risk of severe infection and complications from bacterial and viral infections, says Dr. Hayes. How to get started? Ask your physician about effective quitting strategies. Trying cognitive behavioral therapy, attending support groups, adopting a mindfulness practice, calling a quit line such as 1-800-QUIT-NOW, which is 1-800-784-8669, using over-the-counter nicotine replacements, and taking prescription meds can all help in different ways. What doesn't work for one person may work for another, so don't give up trying. And last, it's not too late to boost brain power. Even if you feel a little foggy every now and then, you're not doomed to develop dementia. One thing you can do now to help your mind stay sharp is learn new things. In a 2020 study, people ages 58 to 86 took 3 to 5 classes concurrently in subjects such as Spanish, photography, and how to use an iPad for 3 months. Midway through, students had improved their cognitive abilities to levels similar to those of adults 30 years younger. How to get started? You can take a class or you can pick up a sport like pickleball. Playing a sport requires making split-second decisions, triggers beneficial physiological changes in your brain, and may give you opportunities to socialize. In quieter moments, try crosswords or number puzzles. People ages 50 to 93 who play these games regularly have brain function equivalent to that of folks up to 10 years younger, research shows. From Real Simple, a procrastinator's travel guide. Let's say you want to go somewhere for spring break, but you've done zero planning. These sites can help you get away this very weekend. Expedia. Go to Expedia.com, expedia.com/lastminutedeals, LastMinuteDeals, to find discounted accommodations. I recently saw hotels that were more than 30% off. TravelZoo, the site's last-minute deals section, includes cruises, flights, hotels, entertainment, and car rentals. At press time, I saw 22 deals to Punta Cana, Cancun, and other places. That's TravelZoo. Today Tix. Here, you can score last-minute theater tickets in major cities, often at a fraction of the full price. Delta. Search for current flight deals under Delta.com and plug in your closest airport to see where you can jet off to on the cheap. I saw some amazing discounts on flights from Atlanta to Boston and Nashville to Los Angeles. And Hotwire. This site includes a robust section of last-minute luxury hotels for less than $99 a night. From Woman's Day, Freezer. FAQs, that's frequently asked questions, get answers so you won't be left out in the cold. Question, how long does frozen food last? Answer, frozen foods constantly stored at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, a default freezer temp, will always be safe to eat but will degrade in quality over time. Enjoy within a few months or up to a year for top tastes. Question, does freezer burn make food unsafe to eat? Answer, freezer burn, caused by air coming in contact with the food, doesn't make it inedible, but can affect flavor and texture. If something is covered with ice, discarding it is probably the best option. Can I refreeze foods that I don't have time to cook? The USDA says it's okay to refreeze food that has been thawed in the refrigerator, but not in cold water. But because of moisture loss, it won't taste as good when it is thawed again. Are frozen fruits and veggies as healthy as fresh? Since it is often flash frozen at peak ripeness, frozen produce is comparable to fresh nutritionally, and since it won't spoil, it's a convenient, healthy option you can keep on hand for months. And there's an aside, thaw laws. The safest way to defrost food is in the fridge, or for a faster solution, submerged in its packaging in cold running water. FYI, countertop thawing is considered risky. One small thing, keep these test kitchen favorites on hand so you'll be ready to get dinner on the table fast with minimal prep. And there are four items. First, tomato paste. A small amount of this concentrated paste adds intense tomato flavor to pasta sauces, stews, and soups, even when you're short on time. Plus, a tube lasts a while in your fridge. They recommend San Marican double concentrated tomato paste, $4 at SimpsonBrands.com. Crushed ginger. Thanks to these pre-proportioned flash-frozen cubes of peeled and chopped ginger, it's easy to give your cooking a little extra oomph with some fresh ginger. It's the Doro Gardens Crushed Ginger, $3 at DoroGardens.com. And seedless lemons. Adding a squeeze of lemon is a breeze when you don't have to worry about seeds getting in the way. That's why we love this naturally seedless, non-GMO variety. Wonderful Seedless Lemons, $3.50 at WonderfulSeedlessLemons.com. And last, let's get frothy. Use a milk frother to latte up hot beverages, such as coffee, chai, and matcha, or to mix up small amounts of dressing for salads. From Good Housekeeping, Easy Weeknights, tomato poached cod with olives and capers. This is gluten-free. Active time is 10 minutes, total time is 20, and it serves 4. In a large skillet, heat 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons capers rinsed, 2 cloves of garlic, and 1 strip of lemon zest, both thinly sliced, on medium, stirring occasionally until garlic is lightly golden brown, about 2 minutes. Add 3/4 of a cup of dry rosé, preferably from southern France or Italy, and simmer 2 minutes. Stir in 1/2 pound of Campari tomatoes, which have been cut in quarters, 1/4 cup of pitted Kalamata olives, cut in half, and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Nestle in 4 to 6 ounce skinless cod fillets and simmer, covering skillet during the last 3 minutes of cooking until cooked and opaque throughout 6 to 8 minutes. Then sprinkle with chopped parsley. Another easy weeknight dinner. This is a no-cook option. Snap pea and chicken salad. Active time and total time, both 20 minutes. Looks good. In a large bowl, whisk together 1/4 cup of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, plus 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Remove and discard strings from 12 ounces of snap peas, then thinly slice lengthwise. Add to dressing along with 3 cups shredded rotisserie chicken and 1/4 of a white onion thinly sliced and tossed to combine. Fold in 1/2 cup each mint leaves and parsley leaves and 1 ounce of Parmesan cheese grated, about 1/4 cup. Serve immediately. Serves 4 if I didn't say that. And another 20-minute meal, baked tonkatsu. Active and total time, both 20 minutes, and it serves 4. Heat oven to 450. Set wire rack in rimmed baking sheet. On separate rimmed baking sheet, toss 2 cups of panko with 3 tablespoons olive oil. Bake until golden brown, 3 to 4 minutes. Transfer to a shallow bowl. In a second shallow bowl, beat 3 large eggs. Cut 1 pound of pork tenderloin, which has been trimmed, crosswise into 8 pieces. Then pound each to 1/4 inch thick. Season with 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Dip 1 piece at a time in beaten eggs, letting excess drip off, then in toasted panko, pressing gently to help adhere. Transfer to the prepared rack. Bake until golden brown and cooked through 10 to 12 minutes. Meanwhile, in a medium bowl, combine 1/2 cup ketchup, 1/4 cup Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of reduced sodium soy sauce, and 1 teaspoon apple cider vinegar. In a large bowl, whisk together 1/4 teaspoon honey with 1 tablespoon each apple cider vinegar and oil, and 1 pinch each salt and pepper. Add 1/4 each of small green cabbage and red cabbage, 20 ounces of cabbage total, very thinly sliced, and toss to combine. Serve with tonkatsu and sauce. The tonkatsu is what you wind up with the breaded pork. From Woman's Day, walk therapy. I was recently sidelined by some pretty major surgery. No heavy exercise or lifting for me for at least 8 weeks, doctor's orders. Gone were my early morning group fitness classes with a crew of bestie workout buddies. But movement had always been my medicine. Those pre-dawn sweat sessions with friends had been the equivalent of happy pills. I was lost. I shower cried, raged, felt sorry for myself. Eventually, though, I leaned into the happiness hacks I wrote about in my book, Your Fully Charged Life. And this is Megan Murphy of Woman's Day, Murphy. And I took one micro action to help inch myself out of my funk. I phoned a friend and shared that I was really struggling. We made a date for a walkie-talkie, a power walk with great conversation. With laughter and tears, we covered 5 scenic miles and 500 topics. That time with my friend Carly, that's her above in the non-neon hat, she's got a picture of the two of them, was the ultimate walk therapy. Since that day, packing my calendar with friendly strolls has been an integral part of both my mental and my physical healing journey. I challenge you to find a walkie-talkie buddy and step outside this month. From Good Housekeeping, Greek turkey burgers, active in total time 20 minutes. We need 1 large egg white, 2.5 teaspoons Dash salt-free lemon pepper seasoning blend, 2 scallions finely chopped, 1 pound of ground white meat turkey, 1 small zucchini coarsely grated and squeezed dry, 1/4 cup mint leaves sliced, 4 teaspoons olive oil divided, 1 tomato cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 1/4 of a small red onion, finely chopped, 1 ounce feta cheese crumbled, 4 whole wheat rolls, and 4 lettuce leaves. In a medium bowl, whisk together the egg white and the Dash seasoning. Stir in the scallions. Add turkey, zucchini, and mint. Mix to combine. Shape into 4 1/2-inch thick patties. Heat 2 teaspoons oil in a large nonstick skillet on medium. Cook burgers until cooked through about 5 minutes per side. Meanwhile, in a separate bowl, toss tomato and onion with the remaining 2 teaspoons oil and fold in the feta. Serve burgers on rolls with lettuce and tomato feta relish, and that serves 4. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. This content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.